Hi, Walt. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon, doctor. Chance to do a little mini commercial with you.
Uh-oh, go
what
for
is
it.
the difference between two of your products, Remind and Sage Memories?
Okay, well, as you'll notice, the Sage Memory actually has sage in it.
Yep, I got that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And it also has yet another botanical, both of which were found by our predecessors in healthcare to help people with their memory. And I sort of do like botanical medicine, so that's why we put them in there. Now, if we go over to Remind, there's no botanicals in there. Instead, we've picked up on some of the much more recent research on what happens with dead brain cells. I'm sorry, I should say senile brain cells. Now, funny thing, sir, if you happen to be a researcher, you just go over to PubMed, P-U-B-B-M-E-D, and put in Baker, which is the last name of the researcher, and his first initial D, that's Baker D, and just the word tau, T-A-U, which is the type of protein that clogs up the brain in Alzheimer's. And right there comes up a name of an article called Clearance of Senescent Glial Cells Prevents Tau-Dependent Pathology and Cognitive Decline. That's what it says right in PubMed, published in Nature, the journal Nature in 2018. Well, those senescent cells are cells which are senile. What can I say? They're not dead, but they're acting like a senile person, and they're bothering everybody in the neighborhood, no question. That's what this science of senolytics, which popped up in the 1990s, tells us. And if we clear those senescent glial cells, which are brain cells, says right here it prevents tau-dependent pathology. Oh, my goodness, and cognitive decline. That means Alzheimer's disease, sir, because tau-dependent pathology is a very big deal in Alzheimer's. So anyway, the difference is one of them has the two botanicals. The other one has these senolytics. So when people ask me these questions, I'll usually tell them, hey, get one bottle of each, and instead of using four from each bottle a day, use two from each bottle a day, and that way you'll get the benefit of the both the botanicals and the benefit of the senolytics to clean out the senile cells. Now, what about the lithium? Well, we really don't want to use more than about 20 milligrams of lithium a day. And I think if you add up the lithium doses there, you're going to find it's at 20 or less. Nobody, by the way, has ever got hurt with 20 milligrams of lithium. The very first adverse effects that have shown up in the 45 to 50 milligram range. And, of course, the giant doses that people take with, what am I looking for here, bipolar disease, have a lot of side effects. So
I do have a bottle of that separately, too. I've taken that over the years as well, the lithium, your particular brand.
Okay. Well, there's lithium in the Remind, so you could...
I see that. I got the two bottles in front of me here.
Okay, so you could finish up the plain lithium you got and just let that go and rely on what's in the Remind. But that's the difference, sir. It's not an enormous difference, but it's pointed from different directions. One from, again, a lot of respect for our medical ancestors, and by the way, research has shown that they knew what they were doing, and number two, some of the latest scientific research.
Have time for another quick comparison, sir?
Yes, sir.
We hope to enjoy some little bit more sun here in the next couple of weeks, but have secured for myself and the family some Sun Pal and Tan Pal.
Okay.
Both. So we got a supply of Dr. Wright going with us.
Oh, you're going to the sun somewhere, too. Good for you.
Yeah, that's right, sir.
Okay.
We have it here, too, but it's on the wrong side of the clouds most of the time.
Yeah, you'd have to get in your airplane and go up there to get a tan, huh?
Exactly.
All right, sir.
Did that for a living for many years.
Okay.
That's probably where I got some high gamma dose.
There you go. Well, sir, watch out for that. I got to tell you about this, though, sir. If you were a pilot and flying around the sky for a long time, one of the things we found out through, no kidding, one of the Alaska Airlines unions of flight attendants and maybe pilots, about 80 flight personnel from Alaska, and this was about 10, 15 years back now, came through the clinic and had stomach acid tests done. And you know, sir, all but 8 of those people had a deficit in stomach acid. It appears to be a health hazard of flying.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I've been a passenger, but I put somewhere between 3 and 4 million miles calculation over about 50 years of flying.
Well, watch out for that one, sir, because that's another one that you've heard from me. It declines with time inevitably anyway, but there's something about flying around in the sky that accelerates that process.
Well, I'm a good customer because I've been to your place for your stomach acid test.
Oh.
So I had the stomach go fishing, pull, you know, tug on thread.
Yes, sir. And by the way, everybody, I want to let you know that Walt was not paid to come on and do any commercial announcements. Thank you, Walt.
No, just been a good customer. I was in the dispensary yesterday, and I'm actually, after waiting a couple of months, coming to see you next week.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. I'll just look out for somebody named Walt.
Okay, sir. Thanks for chatting.
Sure enough.